Thunder Media.
Brock Feeney, Brody Kostecki and Will Brown have all left Queensland Raceway with a win after the Ipswich Super 440, a weekend that refuses to hand any momentum to the title contenders. We look at that and more today on Inside Motorsport. I hope you'll stay with us. Well, Brock Feeney was the man who delivered the knockout blow on Sunday, winning the final and securing the Sprint Cup after Matt Payne in the Penrite Ford's engine expired whilst leading the race. Brody Kostecki was fierce across all three races, converting Friday's win into a commanding victory, pushing Feeney to the line in the title decider, with Will Brown making an emotional comeback, breaking his long win drought on Saturday and proving that the 888 Ford is back in the fight. After three races, there was three statements and the championship picture is now wide open heading into the Enduros. Feeney, he delivered an ultimate smash and grab on Sunday, dominating the final and literally stealing the Sprint Cup out of Matt Payne's hands. He spoke about picking up the win and the Sprint Cup after the race.
Yeah, it's surreal, to be honest. I mean, I think probably everyone's in as much disbelief as I am. You know, my feelings do go out for Maddie and Groves because they have put together a really good Sprint Cup championship. But yeah, I think I had luck on my side at the back end to Christchurch and was able to walk away with the JR Trophy, and we had that today. But we didn't win it by coming fifth or something. You know, we won the race today, and that's probably the thing that nearly means the most to get to this part of the season and win the race, and obviously to have the Sprint Cup kind of fall in our lap. It's surreal. Like, I couldn't believe it when, you know, obviously found out what was happening and then had Brody storming down my neck at the back. So it was a pretty crazy race, but an amazing feeling.
Martin Short is Brock Feeney's engineer, and whilst he was concentrating on Feeney's performance on the racetrack, he's also waiting for the birth of his first child.
First of all, I got to probably thank my partner, Bree. She's 14 and a half weeks pregnant, so I've been on standby waiting for a phone call. She could pop it any minute, so yeah, obviously if that happened, I would have had to have gone and been there for her. So yeah, big thanks to her for keeping the baby in.
I was gonna say, thank God she didn't have the baby. Yeah. I was worried for a second.
Yeah, so obviously exciting times ahead, but I'm glad that I got to be here for the weekend and yeah, obviously get the Sprint Cup.
While many people thought Brock Feeney was too far back to take out the Sprint Cup, his father had complete faith. Feeney spoke about the encouragement he received from his father in the build-up to Ipswich.
You know, I'm sure a lot of people did believe, you know, that we could kind of pull it off. But my dad, you know, for some reason just kept telling me all week, you're going to win this thing, you're going to win it. You just got to be in it to win it. And, you know, he's seen it plenty of times over his, you know, racing. And you know, I've been on the wrong side of it at the end of last year as well. And even this morning, I'm like, Dad, what are you talking about? I'm 110 points off. And he said, just put your best foot forward and try and do it. But to have my nan, my mum, my brother, my whole family here this weekend, I'll let Marty allude to some other things going on behind the scenes. But it's been a pretty interesting week for us. So really exciting and a huge shout out to him for being here all weekend. It's been pretty cool to get it done with him.
Brody Kostecki was always up at the front of the field. He won the first race on Saturday, where he charged through to take a dominant win. On Sunday, he was relentless hunting down Feeney, but just couldn't quite get through the traffic fast enough to make it two wins from the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to obviously bounce back after Perth and had some great speed aboard the Shell V-Power Racing Team Ford Mustang, and I knew the first in I had quite a bit of pace up my sleeve, and just sort of tried to save some fuel and get some fuel in hand. And yeah, the team did a great job, gave me some clean air, and did a fantastic job with, you know, with the strategy. They've been great on pit lane across the whole weekend, and we're able to obviously try claw back and you know, get to the back of Brock, but he was just too quick. So yeah, we got there in the end, but the fronts just blew off as soon as I got there. So yeah, it's still a great weekend for us. Yeah, we bagged a heap of points, which is great, and you know, to get the win on Friday and two second place, you know, finishes is great.
With this momentum, Kasecki now looks forward to joining up with Todd Hazelwood going into the Enduros at Tailem Bend and Bathurst.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to obviously bounce back after Perth and had some great speed aboard the Shell V-Power racing team Ford Mustang. And I knew the first in, I had quite a bit of pace up my sleeve, and just sort of tried to save some fuel and get some fuel in hand. And yeah, the team did a great job, gave me some clean air, and did a fantastic job with, you know, with the strategy. They've been great on pit lane across the whole weekend, and were able to obviously try claw back and you know, get to the back of Brock, but he was just too quick. So yeah, we got there in the end, but the fronts just blew off as soon as I got there. So yeah, it's still a great weekend for us. Yeah, we bagged a heap of points, which is great, and you know, to get the win on Friday and two second place, you know, finishes is great.
Tom Moore is the team manager at Dick Johnson Racing, and he spoke not only about Brodie Kostecki, but teammate and rookie Rylan Gray's performance at Queensland Raceway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, stoked with Rylan. This weekend is probably his best weekend to date. Obviously, the result yesterday afternoon was unfortunate, and he learned a lot from yesterday's race as well. But yeah, the qualifying performance was super consistent this weekend, being in the 10, and even practice one sort of being a tenth or two off bush and making a mistake in his green run in practice two was really the only blemish over the short sessions over the course of the weekend. So yeah, just said it a few times, but just he's fulfilling the potential that we believe that he has. So yeah, it's really, really inspiring for everyone in the group.
Will Brown produced an emotional high point of Ipswich. After months of mechanical misery, he stormed into a drought-breaking win in race 27, the Saturday afternoon race, muscling past the rivals in a chaotic safety car-punctuated sprint that showcased his aggressive style and racecraft. He backed it up with another podium on Sunday, proving that his Ford is a weapon again.
Very cool weekend from my side of the garage. You know, to bounce back like this and get three podiums was amazing. A pole position today, you know, as we know, I'm probably not known to be the best qualifier. So to go out there and, you know, do the lap we did in the shootout was amazing. Yeah, it was just a fantastic weekend. It was pretty cool to be disappointed coming third today. We haven't had that for a long time. You know, we started off pole, wanted to be a bit faster. Obviously, Brock off the start got a good jump and held around the outside. If it wasn't a team car, it probably would have been a bit different. So you can pay for my food tonight and hotel or something. But no, it was he just did a good job. I knew that I couldn't just run him off, and he held around the outside. And we went really deep into turn three, and I thought, oh, geez, it's going to get tight. And Kai got under us, and great racing. But these guys were the class acts today. Brody, very fast, you know, came back through, ran long, and Brock was just, you know, put 7 seconds over us in the first stint. So we've got work to do. We'll look at why that was, because we were strong in the other races. So, you know, especially the super soft, I felt like we weren't too bad. So we'll check our car and have a look at it. And yeah, it's cool. We've obviously got the data from the race winning car, so we'll work on it.
Ipswich didn't necessarily settle the battle. It's lit the fuse at the front of the field for Brock Feeney. He was dominating 2025 and went into the finals, but couldn't close the deal off. How's he feeling in 2026, knowing that he's not showing the domination, but he's still picking up some wins?
Yeah, I'd say if I could pick a preference of this year or last year, I'd probably rather be in last year's position, considering how fast we were for a lot of the year. But yeah, I think, you know, everyone probably learned a lot, you know, even if they weren't in the final four last year, how it can play out. And, you know, just like I've experienced today, you got to be there at the last round and be competitive and able to win races.
That's all we have time for this week on Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.